Stock, this is trading on Diane Elliott, D-I-A-N-N-E, Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, Elliott. Date of birth is 12/27/44. Date of visit is 3/14/24. Please make copy for David Heise. Heise, David, D-A-V-I-D. Heise is H-E-I-S-E, Heise, M-D. Next, paragraph. Chief complaint. Chief complaint is persistent cough for 3 to 4 months. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a seventy-nine-year-old female who has been coughing persistently for the past 4 months, has been bringing up greenish yellow mucus, and was treated with 2 courses of antibiotics over the past 3 months, as well as prednisone. Period. The patient states that she is not any better over the past month, and also has experienced wheezing, but no chest pains. She denied fevers, chills, night sweats. Or hemoptysis. Period. She did go for a chest CT. On 2/13/24, which showed a mild peribronchial thickening, but no definite consolidation or retinopathy. There was severe thoracic dextroscoliosis. And capsular calcifications around breast implants. And there were mild coronary calcifications. Period. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of lumbar spinal stenosis and scoliosis. She has had breast augmentation surgery on both sides. She had a hysterectomy, and she had atrial fibrillation with atrial ablation. Patient also has a long-standing history of hypertension and was treated for congestive heart failure more than a year ago and was hospitalized with respiratory failure. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking and no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother's alive at age 98, father died of old age. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue and has lost some weight. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. She has hay fever. and wheezing and coughing spells. Also short of breath. The nice abdominal pains, rectal bleeding or heartburn. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has easy bruising, joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and no numbness of the extremities or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Brio, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Duloxetine, 40 milligrams a jess. Amiodarone, 100 milligrams daily. And Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Famotidine, 20 milligrams a chest. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID. And Xanax, 0.25 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Allergies. Next paragraph. Allergies. Sulfur drugs. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert. No acute distress. No pallocyanosis. Ictus or perfluidema. Blood pressure. 130/70. Pulse is 110. Respirations 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 152. Saturation 95. H.E.N.D. norms, phallic pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, ears, no inflammation, throat was clear. Next up, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so on an S2. No murmur. No S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexion, one plus with no gross, more left, its cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number one. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number two is hypertension. Number three is atrial fibrillation, status post atrial ablation. And number five, CHF. And number six is anxiety. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, IgE level, and total eosinophil count. So we'll use a nebulizer at home with albuterol solution, TID, PRN. Advised to stop the Brio and was placed on Breztri, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Also placed on doxycycline, 100 milligrams, BID for 7 days. And continue with prednisone, 10 milligrams daily for 2 weeks. Follow-up visit be arranged here in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Heise, H-E-I-S-E. Okay, let's talk. This was a...